Welcome to Unshakable with Human Design, the show dedicated to helping entrepreneurs use human design to shift from hustle to flow without sacrificing results. Come here to become an unshakable human and build an unshakable business according to your human design. I'm your host, Nicole Lano. Hello and welcome to Unshakable with Human Design, everybody. I am your host, Nicole Lano. Welcome. We are back with another series. The profile series that we did a couple months ago was such a success and we got such amazing feedback from that series. People really, really loved us taking the time to go through each of the six lines of the profiles, going deep on them, and really just having them in succession, I think really made it feel like people were getting the concept. So we're doing it again. Don't worry, we're not going to repeat the same thing. We're going to do it on the centers now. I actually asked in my Instagram stories what the next series people wanted to hear from was, and centers won by a huge margin. People really wanted to learn about the centers. So I am excited about this because the centers are at the center of our design. Human design is what tunes us into who we were really meant to be. Who are we? I always say human design tells you who you are and who you're not. And centers are really at the core of that because it tells you what your energy is like. Probably if you have more defined centers, if you have motor centers defined, if you have lots of centers defined, you're probably going to have a lot of energy. You might feel like a lot to people. And if you have fewer centers defined, then there is going to be a very different quality to your energy. Do you have motors defined? Do you not have motors defined? All totally tied to what centers do you have? Then we get into all of the other nuances of it. What are the themes that are yours and what are the themes that you receive? So that's what we're going to go through. There's going to be an episode dedicated to each of the nine centers. So there will be nine separate episodes in this series. We will not do them all in order. There might be a gap in between because we do two episodes a week, but they will be every week. You should be able to expect these episodes. We're going to be doing them over the course of several weeks to really dive deep into each of these centers with you. So let's talk about what the centers are. Let's talk about the human design chart and what we're diving into. To give you a little bit of a background, synthesis, looking at the entire chart together, is the most important thing. That's how you really get to fully understand your design, is not just, I have this, but I have this that connects to this, that connects to this with the channel of X and with these gates, and this is my conscious sun. It's a lot. I totally get that. That's what readings are for. But as you're going through this, the synthesis is something that comes over time, or obviously readings can make that go a whole lot faster because I tell you literally what it is. That's what a reading is for. But what we do to start out is we understand the parts. Understand what do I have, what do I not have? And how does that start to put together the puzzle that is me? Because this is the science of differentiation. That is at the core what human design is. It is the science of differentiation. Differentiation of you. What makes you an individual? And that's why it becomes a powerful tool in our business. Because the more we get to know ourselves, the more we ground into who we naturally are, the more powerful we become because we're sending out the right signal. And the centers tell us what signals we are transmitting and which ones we are receiving. So let's talk about that for a second. Now, when you download your chart, whether you have never downloaded your chart, if you haven't, go to nicolelano.com/chart. And you can download it on our website for free. Or if you have downloaded your chart, you already know what it looks like. You've seen colors and shapes and all of these things. Some things are colored in, some things are white. Depending on who you are, what your type is, what your chart is, you might have more white or more color. Maybe you have kind of an even distribution. So take a look at that. Are you more colored in? Do you have more color on your chart? Is it very colorful? Or does it feel like it's more white? That tells you something. But when we're looking at centers, and today we are going into the root center. The root center is such a powerful, powerful energy center. There are 9 centers in the body graph, and each of the centers represents an energetic theme. Now, if you are familiar with chakras, the Hindu chakra system has 7 centers. It's very similar. It's almost exactly the same. The difference between these two systems, the human design centers versus the chakras, is they're all energy centers, but in human design, there is this theory that we have evolved from a 7-centered being to a 9-centered being. And the 2 big differences here are that what's traditionally known as the solar plexus in the Hindu chakra system is split off into the spleen and the emotional solar plexus. And then what is the heart center in the chakras is known as the ego and the G center, 2 different pieces. And now we get 9 instead of 7. So if you have the root center defined, then this is energy that you transmit. This theme, the root center theme, is something that people will feel from you. And if it is white on your chart, it is a theme that you are going to pick up whenever you're around somebody else. You're going to be more susceptible to conditioning from the outside world because that's how you experience root center energy. You experience it as an experience of the other, of something else, not as the source of it. If you're defined, you are the source of that energy. It is what you are. So that's the big difference here. So before we go any further, if this topic interests you, how your human design ties in with your business, we actually have an ebook for you that we've put together. It's a really comprehensive ebook. It's a little bit different than our typical guides. We go into a lot of context here, a lot of application, some really practical tips. Very cool. My team and I have put it together. We're real proud of it. If you just DM me the word ebook on Instagram, I'm at Nicole Lano Official. We will send it to you, or go to NicoleLano.com/ebook and you can download it there. We incorporate all of these pieces. It's more of that synthesis. But as we're talking about these pieces, this root center energy, let's talk about the theme of the root center. And then we'll break it down into defined and undefined. Now, the root center is a center of pressure. There are 2 centers in the body graph that have to do with pressure, the head and the root. And one of the things that is funny, I have an open root. And when I first started learning human design, I remember someone in my certification, she was like, I'm really struggling to see how the root center can be good and the head center can be good. I don't see how defined or undefined is better. And it was actually a really great question and something that obviously stuck with me since years later, I'm talking about it now, but there is no bad or good. There's definitely some that feel like they would be better. I feel like the ego, we can tend to think that it would be better to have a defined ego because then we are meant to be driven. All of those themes that we associate with success come with that defined ego. That's not really how it works. So I'm bringing that question up here because that it's not good or bad. There's no better or worse. There's just whether you're doing it right for you or not. Bad if you're not, good if you are. Defined or undefined does not matter. What does matter is that you understand what your relationship to the theme is. So the root center is associated, like I said, it's pressure. It is adrenaline and pressure. So think about that. Think about adrenaline. Adrenaline pumps through you. It gets you going. It is sort of the juice and fuel to survive, right? To evolve, to change, to grow, all of that. It can get very confused with the ego center because we think of some of those themes associated with the ego. It's different. The root center is also a motor. It's pressure and a motor. So it's very powerful. Which to the point of that person's question, it sounded challenging, more challenging than some of the other ones do when you have it defined. And some of them, when they're undefined, they sound less challenging. I think it sounds a little less challenging to be an open solar plexus. So not necessarily goes where defined is always better. There is no better. There's just what's your experience, what's your process, and are you good at it? Are you good at handling it? Now, if you have a defined route, you're going to have a lot of adrenalized pressure that's in you. You're the source of it. You are the transmitter of that type of energy. What can this also look like? Stress. It can look like stress in its lower frequency. Because again, defined does not mean that it's in a good expression. Defined just means consistent. So is it consistently stressed and not able to handle stress? Which means you're not really good at handling the thing that's you. So it's going to be an area that you want to work on. You want to work on bringing your root center into a healthy expression. Because if you feel like you are knocked down by stress, if you feel like you are in adrenal fatigue, if you feel like you are a victim of pressure and you have a defined root, then you haven't learned to work with that energy yet. It's something that somewhere along the line, you got pulled off your path with it. And it's time to find your way back on. Because what you are designed to do is you're designed to be able to handle stress. You're designed to be able to say, okay, let's go now, when the moment presents itself. And it's very much about timing. That's where a lot of people get screwed up with the root center, is that they want it to turn on all the time. They want that adrenaline. Adrenaline kicks in when you need it. It's not meant to be used all the time, or you end up in adrenal fatigue. See the difference? So the root center is about mastering stress if you have it defined. It's mastering your own sense of that burst of adrenaline, being able to wait for it and not feel like it needs to be there all the time, to feel like you are empowered by it and not pressured by it, so to speak. To know what it feels like in you. And this is why human design can show us what your personal homework is. Become a student of you. And I promise you, your life will change. I can't even count the number of ways that understanding how the mechanics of my design work just naturally helped them work better. And changed my life, changed what people get from me, strengthened my frequency, because what I send out consistently is strong versus what I send out consistently being something that is in an unhealthy state or a conditioned state. So if you have a defined root, then you are here to be a master of stress and pressure. You are here to feel it all the time and know how to be calm through it. You become a source of strength for people. But you can also be a very destabilizing force for them if you are unhealthy in that space. It can be a lot to be around somebody with a defined root who doesn't have a handle on it, who doesn't have a healthy expression of it. Because honestly, for those of us with an undefined root, it's a lot to be around someone with a defined root, no matter what, even when they aren't a good expression of it. That energy is something that we pick up on. That energy is something that, whether you want to or not, it's nobody's fault, but you put that on other people who don't have it. Anything that we have defined, we put on other people who don't have it defined. That's what we do. Not because we try to. We can't do anything to stop it, so don't feel bad about it. When people say, take responsibility for your energy, this is what they mean. Take responsibility for the fact that if you have 9 centers defined, if you are fully defined, take responsibility for the fact that you might be a whole lot to people and you may need to give them some space. That you may cause reactions in them that have absolutely nothing to do with who you are as a person. So learning to ground your energy, and that is ultimately what the root center is about. When you master the root, whether it's defined or undefined, you are grounded. When you do not have it mastered, defined or undefined, you are not grounded. And almost everything in your life and everyone in your life will be affected by that. So now let's go to the other side. Let's talk about what it means if you have the root center undefined. If you have the root center undefined, which I fall into this category, I have an undefined root. And what that can feel like is the pressure doesn't come from inside of us. We're meant to be cool, calm, and collected when no one's around us. When I'm sitting in my house, just doing my thing, I should sort of be on my time. I should be hanging out, doing my thing when I want to do my thing and being real happy and cool until then. But that's not how it works for most of us, because we're conditioned either by the outside world to think that we should be moving all the time, by deadlines, by people, by pressure of society to change something, by money, whatever the stress is of our life. We aren't in control of it because we don't have a consistent way of dealing with it. We have an inconsistent way of dealing with it. That's what the root center is. That's what having an open root center is about. Inconsistency in the theme of that center. I have an inconsistency in my ability to handle stress. Until I learn, and I love this, and you'll hear me say this throughout the series because it bears repeating. There is a saying for openness: to be a screen, not a sponge. You will never stop the conditioning from happening. Other people's energy, you will always feel, and you'll feel it most in your openness. So if you have seven centers defined, if you're a projector or a generator with two centers defined or a manifester, you're going to feel a lot. People are going to have, the outside world is going to have a big effect on you. But how you handle that, do you take it on? That would be being a sponge. I take it on. I wonder what's wrong with me. I start to act from that place. I start to act out of trying to relieve that stress, get rid of the pressure. How do I do that? How do I feel better? Is really the underlying feeling underneath the open root. So how do I overcome that? You don't overcome it by doing anything. You overcome it by being able to work with that and know what that is. That's what being a screen is. The stress and the stuff, I can observe it. Why? Because I've been a student of me and I have watched me not be in alignment with this. I know what my gate activations are in the root. I know what my go-to feelings are. I know what it feels like when I have pressure put on me by the outside world. I know because I've studied me. So I know me. So then I can start to improve me. We have a better chance of being able to improve that which we understand than that which we don't. So I understand me and I understand stress. And that's where the wisdom of the open centers comes from being able to observe it, from being able to not act from it, and to be able to sit there and say, I know exactly what this is. I've been here before. I've felt something like this before. And it does not move me. That's being grounded. That is being unshakable. Hello, name of the show. The show is called Unshakable with Human Design, not because it's a great word, because working with your human design grounds you and makes you unshakable. It really does. It honestly does. And then all the questions that we try to answer with figuring out what gates mean and what all these other things mean, they start to evolve and they start to show themselves and they start to present themselves. The answers that we were looking for come through strategy and authority when you are actually in alignment. The problem is that most people don't work on the alignment part. They work on the information part. So my goal with this series is that you're understanding how the alignment piece works, how you can start to work with this, how you can move with your energy differently. That is my hope. So if you have an open root, you're going to be learning to deal with stress and you're going to be learning to deal with it in lots of different ways. You're going to know that it's not you and you're going to learn to work with that. And once you do, this is a really key piece of being unshakable because it is the base of the spine. It is your grounding. It's your seat. When you are not grounded, it will throw off your type. It will throw off your authority because you're not listening to what is your power, which is your strategy and authority, which is your type, which is your actual energy. You're listening to your conditioning and you're moving based on your conditioning. So you are moving out of alignment. You're not in alignment. That's how it works. So I hope that this got you a little closer to understanding the root center. I hope that this got you understanding a little bit more about how we work the alignment process? How do we do the work of deconditioning? We start to work with these energies. We start to notice them. We can make deconditioning move faster with things like my deconditioning processes, EFT, NLP, all of the personal development tools and nervous system regulation tools that I have learned over the years. I apply to this and the deconditioning process goes much faster. You see progress much faster, but you can absolutely do this with awareness. That is the traditional method. In human design, what they would teach you is you're going to be aware of these things. You're not going to pay attention to them. You're going to move with strategy and authority, and that's it. That's deconditioning. Deconditioning is basically don't be conditioned anymore. If you want to move it faster, then you dive into each of these themes. You go deeper into them. You excavate and clean out everything that is there. And then you're able to be different faster. Those are the two differences. So I hope that you're seeing how you can do this with gentle awareness, with just studying yourself, becoming a student of you, and starting to notice how these show up. Are they healthy? Are they unhealthy? Am I conditioned? Am I not? How am I feeling this? So I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you're excited for the series and for the rest of the episodes. They will be coming within the following weeks. If you want that ebook on Business by Design, Developing a Business by Design, go to NicoleLano.com/ebook, or you can DM me just the word ebook, all one word. Just DM me that, no hearts or anything else. It throws off the automation and it will be a bot sending that to you. But I do like to follow up, so I send you little messages after that. But that's how, if you DM me at 2 a.m., you'll still get the guide. So I'm at Nicole Lano Official, DM me ebook, and we will send it to you there. Thank you for being here, everybody. I'm excited to dive into this series some more with you in the coming episodes. Remember, in order to have an unshakable business, you must first become an unshakable human. And that's what we're doing here. So thank you for letting us help you in becoming unshakable with human design, everyone. We'll see you next time. If you love this episode and you're a fan of the show, please show us the love on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to the show and leave us a review. And if you'd like to connect with other entrepreneurs on their human design journey, join our free Facebook community, Human Design for Entrepreneurs. Go to NicoleLano.me/podcast links to join the group, book a human design reading with me, or access our free human design resources. We'll see you there.